Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, celebrating His victory. May 1, His coming. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Matthew 24, verse 30. I was standing on the Mount of Olives, and the view virtually took my breath away. There is a Jewish cemetery there with thousands of tombs overlooking the temple. Some scholars believe that the earliest burials there date back 3,000 years. Certainly, the cemetery was already there during the Second Temple period at the time of Jesus. I find it fascinating that Jesus decided to deliver his discourse about his second coming and the end of times from this place, overlooking the temple and this oldest and most important Jewish cemetery. Jesus was on the Mount of Olives when his disciples came to ask him about the destruction of the temple, his coming, and the end of the age. The Mount of Olives is mentioned in a prophecy found in Zechariah 14, verse 4. In that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley. Now Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, in front of this ancient cemetery, overlooking the magnificent temple, and he chooses this specific place to discuss the destruction of the temple and, most importantly, the signs in the event of his coming. At this time, the disciples were not able to distinguish between the two events. Both probably seemed the same to them. After mentioning persecution, wars, pseudo-prophets, etc., Jesus reveals how this age of pain will end with his second coming. The Greek word for his coming is parousia. It is used 3 times in this discourse, and not at all in the other Gospels. Parousia became the blessed hope of Christians in all ages. In the New Testament, the word hope is used in the sense of assurance, not in the English sense of I hope this happens, but with certainty that it will. When I visit my parents' tomb, I often imagine what that cemetery will look like on the morning of the resurrection, the day of Jesus' second coming. I can't wait. Jesus promised it, and therefore, it is a sure thing.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!